There is no hard Brexit. Hard Brexit is an invention of those who want to try and water down and backslide on what people voted for. It couldn't have been clearer. Every single leading player on both the Remain and the Leave side said in the run-up to June the 23rd, if you vote to leave, we're leaving the single market. And now they're trying to rewrite all of that by defining what we voted for as hard Brexit. I call it democratic Brexit.
And, of course, I kind of touched upon earlier, Brexit is just one issue. There are many things here in Sleaford. Talking to people earlier today, you know, transport, infrastructure, jobs, things like that. How are you making sure that, you know, you're actually talking to people about those issues that really do matter on day-to-day?
That is what we have a candidate for. You know, her job is to go out and talk to people about those issues. I'm not an expert on the infrastructure of Lincolnshire. All I do know is there are parts of this country that have been feeling a bit left behind over the last few years, who see the current round of government cuts on both hospitals and on public infrastructure in terms of transport, and, you know, they're feeling even more trodden down by the big metropolis than they ever were before. So, I mean, I take your point that there are a lot of people be highly motivated by local issues and not just by Brexit. And what we offer in this by-election is the chance to have an independent voice that can stand up, not be whipped by the party, and say, hey, what's going on here?
And, of course, also the kind of things that UKIP, that people know UKIP for recently, is the issues that you've been having in the party, you know, two new leaders and things like that. And, of course, yourself kind of spending a lot of time with Donald Trump. So, again, that kind of doesn't really show the kind of the local issues and things like that. You know, you're very much kind of some of the distractions and things like that, maybe, for Victoria.
How am I a distraction? I quietly and modestly go about my business. UKIP's had some leadership issues this year, you're quite right. But goodness me, the Labour Party have been through a second election. The Tory Party have a leader leading a Brexit government who voted Remain. Goodness me, you could ask those questions of anybody, couldn't you?